T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. The motto of Z Girls is to create a world where girls and women live with zero limitations. I think you're going to like this one. Let's talk about it. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Monique Tees. Monique is the Director of Programs and Fun at Z Girls. Hey there, Monique.
Hey, Gary. Thanks for having me on today.
You have probably the best title I've ever heard, Director of Programs and Fun.
Thank you. I've heard that before, and, you know, it's in the title, but it's just so fun. I can't ever change it, I don't think.
I don't think so. Yeah, you're Director of Programs and Fun for the rest of your life.
Yes.
So let's talk about Z Girls. What is Z Girls?
Z Girls is a confidence building and mentorship program for teen girls. So we empower girls to recognize their thoughts and get to know their minds.
That's very interesting. And you work with teenage girls, correct?
Mm-hmm. We work with teenage girls, because when they're at that age and they're going through puberty, that's when their confidence starts to plummet. So 8 in 10 girls think that they aren't good enough, and we want to help change that.
Why is that number so high, do you suppose? Where does the self-doubt come from?
The self-doubt comes from just all of the external elements around them and then their internal talk, and that's what we want to address. So, you know, not talking about our mental thoughts, our negative and positive ones, and knowing that that's okay to have both of them, but then where do you come out on the other side of that conversation with yourself? So how do you navigate your self-talk?
And nobody lives in a vacuum, right? So we're constantly bombarded by lots of outside influences, especially social mm-hmm. media. I'm assuming social media plays a big part in this.
Yeah, social media plays a part in it, and especially with teen girls and even women and men in your comparison. So you're constantly comparing yourself to others. And what does that look like, you know, when you're at a teenage, and giving yourself tools at that early age to then work through it when you're an adult?
Why is your organization called Z Girls?
We are called Z Girls because the Z stands for zero limitations. We want all girls and women to live with zero limitations.
Tell me about the history of Z Girls. Where did this get started and how long ago?
Z Girls was started in 2012 in Seattle, Washington. Our co-founders entered the business competition at UW, and there are two women, you know, going against all these tech startups in the business competition, and they were there to change the world with confidence. And so they ended up making it through to the final round and got second place. And with that, there are angel investors there, and they had teen daughters in our age range, and they believed in our cause and wanted Z Girls to get started. And Z Girls was officially launched as a nonprofit in 2014.
And it was founded by Olympic and NCAA female athletes, right?
Yes. Two skiers who were of the realm of Olympic and collegiate skiers. and they first started working with girls who they're coaching up at Crystal Mountain, just outside of the Seattle area, and noticed that they were working with amazing young female athletes, but their self-talk was down. You know, they had the talent and the ability, but their minds weren't mentally strong. And so that's where they got the idea to start having conversations around mental awareness, positive self-talk, body image, confidence, and goal setting.
What role does athletics play in Z-Girls?
Yeah, so Z-Girls value sports and athletics as a tool to help girls build confidence. And then on top of that, all of our curriculum was developed by sports psychologists, members of the community, like teachers and parents, to help break down all of these topics that we're teaching the girls. And on top of that, you know, we are founded by Olympic and NCAA athletes. All of our mentors are current or former collegiate athletes or professional athletes. And where we're at right now working with the girls, we get to invite professional athletes to come speak with them around all of these topics. So to share their life experiences and stories about their hardships and their successes with the girls.
We're talking today with Monique Tees, Director of Programs and Fun at Z-Girls. I want to get to the fun part in a minute, Monique, but let's talk about some of the programs with Z-Girls.
Yeah, so right now we are offering Z-Girls programs online, and that has offered us an opportunity to open up nationwide and to have girls tune in with us and these professional female athletes who are based around the nation as well. Our online programs consist of 6 one-hour live sessions where the girls get to tune in, learn a new confidence-building skill like growth mindset, comparison, visualization, courage, and resilience, and hear these female athletes talk about their direct experience with that exact topic.
How did these programs get developed? Or this one in particular?
This one in particular, our online season with the girls?
Yes.
Yeah, so our online season came about when we shut down with the pandemic. Our programs were classically in person with the girls, where a small group of them met with a mentor. The same setup, you know, they met 6 times for 1 hour, and we did small workshops and weekend camps. And when the pandemic hit, adults were learning how to deal with it and process it. And we were like, well, if adults are trying to figure this out, what are the kids doing, right? Where is their emotional and mental status at? And so we shifted our programs online for the first time ever.
Yeah, everybody had to pivot about a year and a half ago. And and everybody was under some sort of stress, right? We're all like, what is going on? Adults have the ability to handle it for the most part. You know, we all had our issues, but kids, you know, kids, it was really tough on kids. So tell me how this has helped girls since it's been moved online.
Yeah, with going online and people being at home, that sense of in a child feeling isolated, and even for a teen girl, a consistent thing that we hear is, you know, I'm the only one going through this. So being able to bring the girls online and experience our community, and as we call it as Z-Girls, is sisterhood, to normalize these thoughts and feelings that they're having because they're going through it. Our guest athlete speaker has gone through it or is going through it, and along with our Z-Girls team who are helping teach the curriculum. So normalizing the thoughts and feelings and just the conversation about being open with it has really brought the girls a sense of confidence and community to help them work through their daily lives and grow into the individuals that we want them to be.
You've got some huge names on the website anyway. That are all these ladies involved? Sue Bird and Lindsey Vonn, and are they all involved with Z-Girls?
Yeah, they're all involved in Z-Girls. We've partnered with Lindsey Vonn's foundation to do weekend camps nationwide and Sue Bird is amazing. She's local to the Seattle area. We've done programs with her as well. We've also got a couple other big names. Brianna Decker, she is on the U.S. hockey team, and runners like Natasha Hastings, who has been to multiple Olympics and won gold medals in the 400. The list goes on because these women that we reach out to believe in the cause and also wish that they had this program at the girls' ages to get to where they are today.
Yeah, it's kind of a who's who of professional female athletes on your website. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's nice to have, you know, a wide span of women with different backgrounds and even different sports and different experiences and adversities that they've faced in their lives, because not all of our Z-girls are the same. So to have, like, this different background and input at every program is so important, so that the girls can see themselves in the athletes.
We're talking today with Monique Tees, Director of Programs and Fun at Z-Girls. Now, Monique, tell me some more about how you encourage girls to live with zero limitations.
Yeah, so, you know, among our curriculum that we have developed, we give the girls tangible skills to go out and practice their confidence building. So one of them that I can think of right now is with positive self-talk. We give the girls three labels to write down, either labels that they've given themselves or people have given them. So teachers, coaches, friends, anyone, you name it, and to write it down on a label. And it's a label that they don't want to live by or let define them. Say it out loud and then rip it up to know that they can move through it. So that's just one example of a challenge and a skill that we give them to practice. Because like anything, a sport or trying out a new hobby or learning to play an instrument, you don't do it overnight. Just like confidence, you have to practice it.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a success story you can share with us?
I have some quotes from some of our girls who've been in the program. We asked them to share, you know, what does Z-Girls mean to you? What do you think of this program? And it's so fun to see, because I personally feel like I've said this about the program, because these, you know, are 11 to 16-year-old girls who are sharing. And one of them that I have in front of me to share is a girl said, Z-Girls will change your life if you give it a shot. It gives you confidence, a positive headspace, and a better understanding of how amazing you are. It gives you the tools to live a centered, courageous, and resilient life.
That's amazing. How old is that girl?
She is 13.
What?
And I first met her at a summer camp 3 years ago now, and just to see the amazing young woman she's turned into today, I was just talking with her the other day. She's in high school now, and she constantly gives me updates on how her gymnastics is going and her social circles, and, you know, just even she keeps practicing the tools we've given her. So one is a journal. We encourage them to journal, right? And it's an accomplishment journal. We, as just a society, we focus so much on the negative things we do during the day and how it affects us. And so an accomplishment journal is just little things you've done throughout the day or the week that you can be proud of. And we have them write it down and say what they did and how it made them feel. So when you're having a bad day, you can just go back and look at all the amazing things that you've done. And she's consistently starting new journals and telling me, oh, I just went back and read my journal from the last few months when I was having a bad day, and it really made me feel better.
That sounds like it's something that everyone could do.
Everyone can do these skills that we were teaching the girls. That's why it's the best thing, right? Is we're teaching them at a younger age to do this. And, you know, when you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, you can still tap into these.
Yeah, I think I need to start journaling. I haven't
yes,
for years,
Gary.
But that's...
I'll send you some of our tangible skills that we teach the girls.
That'd be awesome. So when developing these programs, how did you come up with what would be good and what would be maybe not so good?
Yeah, so our original curriculum, as I shared, started out with mental awareness, positive self-talk, body image, confidence building, and goal setting. And then looking at and reaching out to girls and parents, like, what is the struggle that you're dealing with? Or what do you see your girls dealing with? What builds, you know, a confident person and an individual? So working through all of those aspects. And as you mentioned earlier, social media is a huge thing. So we have a lesson on beauty in the media. And then another one is comparison. And as we want kids, I'm not sure if you've heard of a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset, but how do you develop a growth mindset? So maybe when you fail a test and you just want to give up, to actually learn that it's an area for opportunity to get better, to study harder, and to have a growth mindset towards failures and how failures are part of your success story.
That's super interesting. I love that. What about maybe some girls who maybe are resistant to this? Like, have you had some girls just, this is not for me. I don't have the ability to build my confidence up. How do you battle that?
Yeah. So I love that you say that, because we have girls join our program and it's like, I don't know what I'm doing here. My parents signed me up for this, or some of them think that they've already figured life out. This isn't going to help me, and they don't lean into it. But I think showing up and being a part of this community when you've had those thoughts, or, you know, you've already kind of made a statement piece, to just stick with them and encourage them. It's almost like working with a kid in tutoring for the first time, right? I'm bad at math. And they just sit there the first few times you're trying to teach them. When you just consistently have these conversations and open up and share your experiences. So my experiences that I've had, or the athletes who are sharing with them, once you start to hear a near peer story and how you've been in their shoes, it's a whole different version than possibly what your parents have told you. And you start to open up and listen in a different way and then lean into the process.
Yeah, that would be different to actually find somebody who is really successful that has had the same experience in the past as you are having right now.
Yeah.
That's really just great.
And to know that, as I said earlier, you're not the only one that this has happened to. And I have had those girls. I'm actually another success story of a Z girl who's now in high school. She was that girl. Why did I get signed up for this? I'm not going to listen. I'm going to kind of sit here and barely participate. And then, you know, a few years after she'd been in the program, I went and watched one of her basketball games. And afterwards, you know, I was just like, I'm so proud of you. It's not like she was the starter or the main point scorer on the team, but she went out there and she gave it her all. And she said to me, you know, if you would have told me 3 years ago that meditation, confidence building, talking about comparison would have affected me and how I grew into the confident person I am, I would have told you no, but now I know I couldn't live without it.
That's super cool. Must be great and gratifying to hear that feedback from girls. It really makes you know that you're making a difference.
Yeah, and even, you know, it's a little different now being online. We get to interact with them through chat, and we send them out surveys, and that's how we get back these amazing quotes from them. And to see and hear how it's making a difference for them personally is just so heartwarming and such a driver to make this possible for more girls.
Before you guys had to pivot and go online, what was Z-Girls like in person? And that's going to come back. You know, what's it going to be like after we all get to be together again?
Yeah, when we get to be together again, so we are going to keep this online program that we've, you know, made the pivot and amplified it and made it an amazing experience online, and it gets to reach girls nationwide. So as I said, make it possible for even more girls, because I truly believe that this program is for every girl. It's also given us more access to these professional athletes who are busy with their own lives because they're such successful women. But when we go back in person, we're hoping to be able to do more weekend camps. So to bring this online community together and make it a celebratory event. And we want to go back to doing our summer adventure camps where we take the girls river rafting, rock climbing, hiking, mountain biking, and just having that experience together in person again. So we're very excited to be able to offer more programs and online and in person.
If there are parents out there, or maybe even some teenage girls out there listening right now, how do they get involved with Z-Girls? How do they become part of your program?
Yeah, so to become part of our program, you just go to zgirls.org and check out our programs page and see what we're all about and how you can sign up and get immediately involved. We do have our fall online season starting on October 6th, so just a few weeks away, and that will run for 6 weeks, and then we'll have our winter season, which starts in January.
Oh, nice.
So we will offer these online seasons quarterly for girls because we know that their schedules ebb and flow and what activities they're in. And, you know, sometimes you just need a break from life. So to be able to pop in and pop out seasonally when you can make it happen for yourself.
And when again does the fall challenge start?
The fall challenge starts on October 6th. And the live sessions will be from 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Awesome. So Z-Girls is a nonprofit. So how do you afford to do all this stuff?
Yeah, we have an amazing community that supports Z-Girls in our mission, and they want the next generation of girls to feel empowered and to become successful. So we've got monthly donors, one-time donors. We actually have a fall fundraiser coming up called the Challenge Seekers. And what's unique about the Challenge Seekers is, yes, you sign up to help raise funds for Z-Girls, but you also embark on an 8-week challenge of your choosing. It can be physical, it can be mental, it can be whatever you want it to be. And during this 8 weeks in raising funds, you complete the challenge that you've set to the group, and you get to learn the Z-Girls curriculum. And it's an amazing experience. Like, we all used to run the Seattle Half Marathon together, but with being online, Challenge Seekers, which is what our fall fundraiser is called, you can join from nationwide and then meet up with this new community online to learn these confidence-building skills just as the girls do.
Very cool. Monique, we have a couple minutes left. I want to ask you, what is next for Z-Girls?
What is next? Next is supporting more girls nationwide. We are trying to expand our numbers and take on the challenge and help girls step into their confidence.
You guys, this just sounds like you're doing such amazing work. It's very important work because so many young people, and young women especially, just really do need that confidence boost.
Yes, and I think we saw a perfect example of it at the Olympics this past summer, where these athletes, you know, these young women who are sharing with the public about their mental health and their mental status, you know, protecting that as much as their bodies when you get an injury. And so I think it's so nice to see women coming forward and sharing that, to know how important this issue and topic is for young girls to step into that as well.
Yeah, they need to hear it because it makes you feel far less alone.
Far less alone. Yes, that's what we're creating, a supportive community, because no one should ever feel alone. And when you know you have people behind you, it builds resilience and you know that you can do anything.
Cool. Monique, give out the information again where people can get more information.
Yes, they can visit our website at zgirls.org. That's zgirls.org.
Excellent. You know what? We didn't get to talk about the fun specifically, but I think just overall, we know how fun Z-Girls is because you're the director of programs and fun at Z-Girls.
Director of programs and fun at Z-Girls, and we have in-person events together. We make them lively, and when we're online, we bring the fun just as much. A fun thing for our online program, besides meeting these amazing professional female athletes and girls just like themselves, is they get to receive a Z-Girls confidence kit at home. And in that confidence kit, they get items, you know, that are curriculum specific as they move through the program and some fun swag. Everyone loves swag to make you feel like a member of this team, community, and sisterhood.
So excellent. Thank you, Monique Tees from Z-Girls. This has been great. If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.